God's letters. Movie speech. My dear viewers, I welcome you here today to experience a unique phenomenon. At the epicenter of this phenomenon, which you will experience through a movie, is a quadrangle consisting of 132 capital letters of the Greek alphabet. These letters can speak, show representations and shapes, and answer cosmogonic questions, accompanying all of this with a music that is encoded within them. This phenomenon is very strange, because it is not something alive that can speak. And yet, through decoding, that is exactly what happens. The film that will follow has a scientific basis, which is found in the book God's Letters by Athanasio Celia, the Greek edition of that book, which is the basis of the film, is recommended by Greek publishing houses as a material for secondary education. Further, its German edition is available in many university libraries around the world. But let's now investigate the details. How did this quadrangle come about? To answer this, we need to go back and tell you what happened in a house near the Acropolis, which belonged to a Greek painter in the spring of 2001. This painter was sleeping on a very thin mattress, which he had put in place of his bed in his bedroom, because that was what his doctor had advised him to do at the time, because he had musculoskeletal problems and needed to sleep on something that was very thin and hard. And around the mattress he was sleeping on there were various pencils, pens, markers, crayons and papers, because he used to sketch, but also take notes from what he read. So while he was in a dream, at some point he went into a state of vision. In this state, he was overwhelmed by a light, which was crystal clear, as if it was alive, thick and viscous. And through this light the 132 letters appeared. As if by reflex, his right hand, after grabbing a pen, began to record them on one of the papers that were spread out next to his mattress. As soon as he woke up for good, he saw this paper on which these letters were. Of course, they were not clearly visible. They were like chicken carvings. Because in the state of vision that had occurred, his hand, while he was writing them automatically, did not lift much from the paper. However, he himself knew his handwriting and was able to write them clearly. So after he wrote them down clearly, this 11x12 quadrangular shape was created from capital letters, which was to completely change the world's scientific data. And if you think I'm exaggerating, wait until you see the movie. But why in ancient Greek? Just as, finally, by the scientists accepted who worked on and proved geometrically, mathematically, and theologically, that this quadrangle is the Logos, the word. I repeat, the Logos, with a capital lambda. Why in ancient Greek all this? Here, the German philosopher Martin Heidegger gives a very important answer through his book, his famous book, Das Sein, where he concludes that Logos is the ancient Greek language and only. And why did the word reappear in text form? Another philosopher, the Frenchman Jacques Derrida, gives an answer to this, who wrote in his books that everything is text, and the truth will one day come to humanity in the form of a text. All this seems fantastic, but I will tell you, as the last paragraph of my speech, that everything you will see, know that it was encoded and is decoded through this quadrangular shape. All the images that you will see in the film are in direct correlation with the phrases. The representations, the symbols, which arise through the decoding of this 11x12 shape. And above all the musical notes. All the music that accompanies and which at the same time envelops this entire movie, arises from the decoding, that is, it was encoded within this quadrangular shape. So with these words, my dear viewers, I leave you to enjoy the movie. I wish you all the best. Good viewing.